First part of the class, this is June 16th, 2024. So first part of the class is going to be tasting Bhakti Ras and Manjari Bhava Sadhana. A reading from a new book, not a new old book, it's called Rasa Darshan by Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. So I'll just discuss different points of it. He starts off by defining what is Ras, what is the definition of Ras. So let's listen to what he says. In general, Rasa means something that can be tasted or relished, but it doesn't mean that anything and everything that can be relished is Ras. For something to be defined as Ras, it must produce a sense of wonder. Like you say, there's taste in eating ice cream, but you can't say the experience of eating ice cream is a Rasa. It doesn't create wonder, it just creates satisfaction. So Kavi Karapur describes Rasa. Rase saras chamatkara yam bia na rasa rasa. With that, ras, the essence of ras is chamatkara. What does chamatkara mean?
Astonishment.
He gives more elaboration also. He says, being a, without astonishment, it's not rasa. A sense of wonder is the soul of rasa. Like Shamakar is the essence of the soul of rasa. He gives an example. Among all the things that we see or hear or read about, something that is beautiful that we've never seen or heard before, and by seeing or hearing or reading about it, our mind becomes thrilled, and unknown to us, our eyes bulge out. Wow, that's right, wow. In other words, your mind, your sense, everything becomes excited. That thrill is called wonder, chamakar. A thrill in the heart expressed through the eyes. Chamakar, that is the thrill, that chamakar aspect of us, is a thrill that's experienced in the heart, is expressed through the eyes. Prabhupada once said, he said, the face is the index of the mind. You measure the mind by the face, and especially the eyes. This indescribable, wonderful relish is called rasa. Now Lakar Kostu, Kavi Karapur defines rasa as this. When the proper elements combine together to cause a joyous wonderment in the heart, due to which all the internal and external senses stand still, that joy-filled wonder is called Ras. That's a nice definition. What are all the elements?
Air, fire, water.
There's a Panchabhuta. What are the five parts samagri? What are the five components that make Ras? What's the starting point?
Stai Baba.
Stai Baba, what's that mean?
Fixed
loving mood of between two people.
Yes.
Friend to friend, master to servant, parent, mother to father to kid, lover to lover. Lover to be loved. That's Daiva. Then what's the next thing?
Anubhava.
What?
Anubhava.
Vibhava. Vibhava means special, the speciality of Bhava. Vishesh Bhava because Vibhava. These are special features. Without these features, nothing works. What are the two features? People and place. Hero and heroine. Beloved, lover and beloved. And place. Thanks to the immortal full moon night, Radha and Krishna. That's the Vibhava. And what is hero and heroine? Nayaka is Vibhava Lamban, the foundation, the basis. And then there's the stimulus. What is stimulus called? Udipana. What's the example? Fluid song. Yeah, that's right. And the fragrance of Radharani's body, the fragrance of Krishna's body, and the clothes they wear, and their facial expression. So all these elements come together and produce a joyous wonder of it in the heart, where the internal external senses come to a standstill. That joy-filled wonder is called rasa. It's kind of like being stunned. Your intellectual senses are tasting some ecstasy. Guru Goswami defines rasa in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu's second wave, chapter 5, 132. Rasa is indescribable, wonderful relish, means taste, pleasure, that is beyond the power of human thinking, arises in the pure heart, illuminated by sattva-guna. There's two types of rasa, what are they? What? Good or bad? Material or spiritual?
Yes.
Lokic and Lokic. Prakrit and aprakrita. Because there's mundane poetry, there's Shakespeare, and there's poetry, there's love stories, that are full of pathos, and full of suspense, and full of different rasas, but they're material rasas. But so what's the difference between spiritual rasa and material rasa? This material heroes and heroines of the material world cannot relish rasa fully because their relish and taste of rasa is limited and full of obstacles. Real rasa is devoid of these three qualities. Real rasa is unlimited. There's no obstacles, and it's spiritual. Guru Goswami describes further, and Bhagavad Gita says this in their second wave, chapter 5, verse 112. Spiritual rasa is self-expressed, continuous, conscious, and blissful. In other words, even the greatest of all worldly material pleasures cannot be classified under rasa. Anyone who is fortunate enough to experience spiritual bliss or rasa will agree with what we're saying. Rasa is conscious, blissful, spiritual, unlimited, and without any obstacle. Thus, these qualities make one understand that real rasa It's only available in relation to Krishna, who is known in the Shruti as Rasa Vaisa. He is Ras. Anandam Brahman, spiritual reality, Brahman is blissful. Krishna is made of Ras, and Ras is bliss. Seva Ras. Seva Ras is bliss. Just to remind you, in case you have any doubts. Translation, Rasa Vaisa. Bhagavan Krishna is the fountainhead of Rasa. Bhagavan is bliss. Bliss is Bhagavan. That's a nice idea. Kind of funny about it, right. Don't know what. Bliss is Bhagavan, Bhagavan is bliss. Okay. So what else do we have here? Oh, now here's the downside. Material Ras. The pleasure of worldly passion is very less. Worldly passion, what does worldly passion mean? The means those guys. The men and women, men chasing women, women chasing men. Worldly passion ultimately ends in sorrow tomorrow. RSK Ananda by what's tomorrow say? What's tomorrow, Andy? Kal. Kal,
yes.
Kal sorrow. Sukh and Duke. Two sides of every coin. Happy for a day. Hey, all right. Little Red Riding Hood. Sorry. Your husband sent me a picture, two pictures, one girl on a bullet and one girl on some other motorcycle. Picture her from 10 years ago. She's real fat also. Wearing a pink dress and MBT, and you're on a bullet. Here's your husband's bullet. And you said, these two ladies don't know how to drive. I replied to your husband, I said, that's why sodders walk. Yeah, what do you say? I don't know what reason, why, what motivated him. He was in some mood. He says, two fingers, one of you sitting the motorcycle on a stand. And she's an MBT with a pink dress and a pink shawl. From 2008 or something, yeah. 16 years ago. Looks the same, actually. She's like... Looks like some Rajdute motorcycle. Indian motorcycle made in Agra or something. Really funny thing. It has been proved that the bliss arising from taking shelter of Krishna is much more exquisite than chewing worldly ras. All those who have been fortunate to realize the bliss of divine ras consider worldly ras to be limited and insignificant. What's the Sanskrit word? Tuchavat. What's the verse? Yeah. The guy should take a while to realize it. Good luck. What did I say? Man, woman, and business is insignificant. Sit up. Teach her out. Easier said than done. Takes a while. So let's see what Jiva Goswami says. Materialistic, nothing personal, guys. Materialistic, lusty man. Doesn't mean any of you guys. Those guys.
Here.
I was looking for one. Unable to know even one speck of rasa described in the books of the Goswamis. Even material books that describe material rasa is insignificant compared to the ocean of love of Radha Krishna. Jai Ho. It is possible to experience spiritual rasa only when one's heart is filled with goodness. A heart which is filled with passion cannot reflect, what does it say? Can never reflect the thoughts of the Rasakjans, the great devotees, who are reading all these great books. Rara Sundani, Vilaka Sundari, Savali. But there's passion and ignorance in our heart. We can't pick up the sentiments. We can't catch it. It's like I gave you an analogy. Your bucket is upside down and rain is falling. Nothing goes inside, you have to get turn up and then fill it up. So our heart's like a bucket. We have to get it clean and turn it right. So we associate with the books, the rasa will pour in. If our mind is not disturbed by other thoughts, then when we read the books of the Goswamis, we'll feel continuous joy. Nice. Bliss in every bite. Bliss in every word. Okay. I think that's all I'm going to read today. Yeah, that's it for today.